Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, viewer discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
When it come to women, you need some advice, yeah. I got what you need, yeah. This is the man mindset. Gotta learn the game, learn how to maneuver, check that. And what to avoid, we showing you all the red flags. Come connect, we helping you level up. Won't have no problem with women, this your time to step it up. Let's go. You got your confidence, you know they gonna like that. You a whole new man with the man mindset. Yeah, this is the man mindset. This is the man mindset.
Check one, check one. All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Shout out to everybody listening to the show. We want to welcome all you guys listening to the show that are listening and those who are going to be listening to the show later on. The beautiful thing about this show is 100% original. This show is 100% in-house. That means that all the information and stuff that we're talking about is what we create. We do not regurgitate stuff from other people. Everything comes from here. So we ask all you guys to soak up this information and always soak up the game. Also, I ask all you guys, if you're not, have not done this yet, I ask all you guys to take a moment, go ahead and like, subscribe, hit the notification buttons. This is how the algorithm works, but we do want to say thank you for those who have hit the button and things like that. Also, I want to say to you guys out there that you can see that little motherfucker, wait, that little motherfucker right there, that's me. Starting in August, the birthday month is going to give all discounts, and we're going to re-release the birthday package that has over 30 tracks for $99. We will be releasing that. We will get to hear my teacher as well in the birthday package. Also, guys, I want to say to you guys out there that I say this all the time, and I guess y'all don't listen. If you want to be a student here, if you want to learn game here, then please, I ask all of you, there is nobody on YouTube telling you to do this. Please get in your car. Go to Walmart, Amazon, go wherever and get your 100-piece puzzle set. So then, guys, you can start the process of becoming a man the way we're going to show you. Dump the puzzle pieces, rip up the box, and put the puzzle piece together. That's the only thing. We're just asking you guys to do that. Last but not least, we ask all you guys out there, if you have a question, put a Q in there. If you're texting a woman, you need some help, put a T in there. But most importantly, we got you. Ask questions, take notes. Soak up this information and take notes. That's all we ask you to do is go ahead and take notes. The more notes that you take, the more that you can connect this with the product, gentlemen. That's all we want to do, is to give you advantages that nobody else gives you. This is what we do. So not, and especially to my chat room dogs, all guys up there, all you guys, 223, shout out to you guys out there, man. Got nothing but love for my me pill community of single-minded individuals. See, our community teaches you how to be an individual that comes into a place where you leave you leave the same way you came as a single-minded man. So let me give a shout-out. If y'all see it right here, you see it beside me right there. I'm all in the way. Right here, the Meat Peel, my Meat Peel community. Shout-out to all the Meat Peel communities, all you Meat Peelers, all you guys out there that are all about you. Shout-out to you guys, man. Got nothing but love for you guys. If y'all have questions, y'all go ahead and throw it this way. We're about to get into the show, so let's go ahead and chop it up. The lines are open if you want to call in. And we're going to be talking about today, women do not respect weakness. And we're going to break it down, man. We got to talk. So let's go ahead and get into the show. Let me go and change up the music for the show like I always love to do. I think next week we're going to be doing something totally different. Because I'm the only one that's going to do it, but I'm going to have the whiteboard set up as well. So we'll probably have that on Monday, I think. On Monday, we'll have another thing set up. We have the whiteboard on Monday and all that other stuff. So we got nothing but love for you guys. Guys, we're here for you, man. And we got you guys set up, got you guys covered. And just call in if you want to call in. Got a question that pertains to the show, put a cue. If it's important, we'll answer it. We got you covered. So before I even break down game to you, and I think this guy's going to call in sometime next week. Got a call this morning. Well, not a call. I had a client that needed me like 911. The client came from the Red Pill community, and the client, he'll tell you if we get him in the call on the show. But he lied to his woman by not being honest with her, okay? He wasn't honest with her at first. So that was the first mess up, gentlemen. He wasn't honest with her. But then what happened, gentlemen, was he was sitting just shooting the shit with, I think, or playing cards. And he told her that, you know what? I don't want a relationship with you. I want to see other people. Now, oh, mind you, I forgot one serious part. He took her on a vacation. He took her 5 miles, he took her 5 hours away someplace where they went on a little trip together, 5 miles away, 5 hours away, excuse me. And all of a sudden she copped an attitude. And not only did she cop an attitude, she sent him this text message. And I want y'all to see this because I want y'all to see the text message. He allowed me to show y'all the text message she sent him. So she now I want y'all to understand something. Now remember, he lied to her, and then he told her he didn't want a relationship. So then she sent him this message. Now it's two parts because it's pretty long. So this is the first thing that she sent to him. She says, honestly, I don't think you love me the same way I do, and you don't know what you want right now. I'm not all over the place, and I don't need a we will see. I will never accept a man declining. It's okay that he wants to be curious and try people. I hate that I've wasted my time again, but at least you said something now that I just hate that you decided to say that. Well, we are 5 hours away. See, I told you guys it's in here anyway. I can't be that girl who thinks it's okay to think it's disgusting with germs and all. All right, in the first place, you're saying that I might not be enough for you. I never thought that, even with one of my main things was attention, and I've never had a thought to even seek from anyone else because I might just not want to. No matter who reaches out to me when you're not around. We can hang out as friends tomorrow so we don't waste our time. Do you really think I deserve that? And you said, like, I should be okay. You're probably going to wake up before me. I couldn't sleep. That's why I wrote this tonight. Honestly, a long conversation is not worth it if you, I think the last part, if you feel like that. There you go. So, guys, I want y'all to see that shit, all right? So he called old Deanie boy up. He called your boy. He called the man mindset. He said, Steve, man, yo, what do I do, Steve? Steve, what do I do, man? She's not talking to me. She's mad. She's distant. She's pouting. And what do I do, Steve? What do I do? And you know what I told him? You know what I told him? Told him to go downstairs, get to the go to the front desk and tell them we are going to leave. You're going to pack up your shit right now, and you're going to take her home. And he was shocked when I said that. I guess he thought I was going to say, well, nah, man, work it out. Let love find its way in. That's like birds and shit, Napoleon Dynamite. Let love allow its way in. It's just a disagreement between two people that love themselves. She is just doesn't understand, and she's away. Give her time. Give her a chance. Give her a break. Give her a break. Nah. I said you send her a text message and you pack your shit up. And then I helped him out. I helped him out because, you know, he's my client. So I helped him out. And I tell you what I told him. I put this together and I told him to send this to her. Let me tell you what I told him to send. Let me pull that shit up. All right, here you go. This is what I told him to say. You ready for this shit? This is what I told him to say, and I typed it for him. He says, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. We should be friends because I don't have anyone. And all I was saying to you was my truth at the time. We've only been together for 6 months, and before I committed to you, okay, and asked you to be with me and all this stuff, I needed to make sure that you were the one. And you show me who you really are by acting out in a way that I find disrespectful. I am not here to lie to you, and I'm not some weak sucker that you can talk to or treat any way you want. So this is what we're going to do. Get your things together, and I'll be up in a bit to get my stuff together. And I'm taking you home. I would rather be by myself than be with someone who has the nerve to push friendship in. Have an attitude and can't take honesty. When you told me to be honest with you, and I'm not mad at you, it's cool. If this is how you feel, then I wish you the best of luck. I'll be there to get my things and we can go back home. Now, gentlemen, when he heard that, he was like, Steve, man, ooh, woohoo, yo, man, that's, I don't know if I can say that to you. I don't know, but I said, look, you're going to have to show her you don't need her. And I know what I'm doing. You got to trust your boy. You got to trust your boy. Because I promise you, you are nutting up and keeping it. Because if you kiss her ass right now, she'll never respect you. If you apologize on what you said, she will always throw that in your face. So we have a thing called on the fly coaching where I can be in your ear and help you talk while you talk to the woman and shit. I do this with guys on dates. Like when they're on a date and shit and they don't know what to do or talk to the woman, they have me in their ear and I'll help them talk through the date. That's just an on your fly coaching we do for guys. But anyway, so I had him in the ear. He saw her and I told him what to say. I said, get your things and let's go. Guess what happened, gentlemen? She started crying and she broke the fuck down. First, she wasn't saying nothing. But as soon as he said, get your stuff, we're going home, she broke out crying. I don't understand why you... And I told him exactly what to say. No, you're not going to talk to me this way. So he told her that. And let me tell you something. Do I look like a bitch to you? Then why do you think you could treat me like one? I told you what the deal was and you can't accept it. You want to be friends? We're going home. And she still started crying, trying to then twist it around as in, well, I didn't mean that I wanted to leave. I said, no, tell her we're going home. Let her feel what it's like when she fucks with a king and a real one. And then she starts sobbing, and then I die. So now it's time to go ahead and lay down laws. You can't talk to me like this ever again. And we are not going to discuss this again. And if you bring this up, you and I are done with. I told you what I told you, and how you feel and take it is none of my business. Do you understand me? And just like on Planet of the Apes, Koba smacking Caesar's hand. She gave him his motherfucking flowers and respect. Then I told him to go ahead and let her know this. I need to go back, tell her, go back down, tell her I'm going to go back downstairs and I'm going to keep the trip on. I got to go downstairs and tell the guys we still going to stay. I'll be back. But when I come back, we are no longer going to discuss this matter. Now come here and give me a hug and give me a kiss. She went over there, gave him a hug and gave him a kiss. And then he said, I'll be right back. And then he went outside his house. I mean, outside of the bungalow, whatever, went downstairs and his mind was fucking blown. He never, ever thought in a million years that he could talk that way to a woman and get the respect. He thought it was over. He thought it was done. It was, mind was blown. He finally said, because he said, listen, if I didn't meet you, I would have went over to the red pill because of that situation. I said, see why they fuck you up? Because now you don't even know how to handle yourself with a woman. But now he knew that. So then after he came back upstairs, I walked him through some game. I told him when you see her, because she's going to be a little sobby, a little sad a little bit, like a little puppy. But now we got to make some fun of this. You go grab her. Say, grab her. Why? Because he had me in his ear. Go ahead and grab her. Say, bring your little sexy ass over here. And he grabbed her and shit. And you know, she didn't want to touch him because she was on his feelings and shit. Then I told her, go ahead and rub her cheek a little bit, tell her how sexy. I got you, baby. See, now we good. And he started having fun with her. He started joking around with her. He started tickling her. And he got her right back in order. Talk about how little sexy her ass is and all that other stuff. And you don't want to miss out on this dick. He was talking all kind of shit to her for the first time in his life. And he didn't believe that he had the power to talk that motherfucking yak to her. But he got with a real one here. And he did it. And she was happy. And now they are right now out having a good time, and they going to get to fucking tonight versus him sleeping on a bungalow couch and she with her hands like this in the bed. We ain't doing that. We're not doing that, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines. Hold on, 260. Let me bring you in real quick. 260, what's up? What's your question, brother?
What's going on, Steve? You know, I ain't really got a question. I just want to come on here. I found your show like a couple of weeks from Ty, with his Twitch and stuff like that. I just want to let you know that, you know, you've been really helping me. So I just want to give your flowers to you.
Appreciate that, brother. Thank you very much, man. All right, well, if you got a question, let me know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. If you got a question, let me know, brother. Let me continue. So, like I was saying before, guys, thank you, 260. Like I was saying before, guys, listen, this is why we're going to be talking about this today. See, most of you guys, when you get around women, because this guy was not around women, he was around the red pill guys, so he never got a chance to learn who he was around women. So a lot of you guys, as I told you before, you're going to get in relationships. You're going to meet women. And what happened is when you meet a woman is at that point that you're going to feel lucky to have her versus her lucky to have you. And then she's going to test you and see what kind of motherfucking man you are. And if you are not that man, she is not going to respect you, because women will never respect a person who is weak. You cannot be weak in the game, all right? You cannot be weak in the game. And we're going to talk about this today. I got y'all covered. Because let me tell y'all something. They do it all the time. They will test and dangle the love with the sex to make you change. And look what she said. Let's go back. Remember, this was her adamantly saying, because she was upset. Now let's go to the first message. She adamantly had to say, got some nerve to say this. Not that part. Where's the friendship part? Look at what she's saying. Matter reaches. All right, here we go. Here we go. Last paragraph. We can hang out as friends tomorrow. That means, hold on, look. He drove, took her 5 hours to hang out and be friends? Shit, man, come on. We don't take 5 hours and be friends with the food. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All my dogs out there. We don't do that. Hey, he probably seeing her and be like,
hey, well, they, babe, No, that's not the right thing to say. Okay, look, I'm 5 miles away. I want to get some ass. And I just don't know what to do. Okay, wait a second. Get it together. Okay. Okay, let's practice. Babe, look, I was wrong. I didn't mean it. I really love you, and I want this to work out, so please forgive me because I just don't know what to do. I'm sorry, babe. No, that won't work. But, baby, I'm sorry. Wait, here's some flowers. Let me grab the flower. Baby, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to upset you, and I'm sorry. I don't want to lose you because losing you is my world, and my world is something where I'm starting to cry. No, I don't want to do that either.
And that's the problem. You guys out here always trying to find ways to kiss their asses, trying to find ways to make it right. Let me make it right. I don't want to lose the sex. I spent all this money to do what? She said we just going to hang out as friends. Nah, we packing up right now. I'm taking you home and dropping you off. That's how men do things. And thank you, 64 likes. And that's how he changed the game. How are we bringing this call in? Caller, what's your question? What's up?
I want to bring up some talk about a problem we're having at the moment.
Wait, are you the same motherfucker talking shit to me before? You're calling me again for a question?
Oh, no, I called. It's your first time calling today.
Okay, no, you called. Did you call the other day?
No, I did not call the other day, no.
Okay, you're fucking ass out. What's your question? What's up?
So I'm in a bit worse situation at the moment. Gov.
Talk up and let your nuts drop and speak correctly. Nobody can hear you. My chat room dogs can't understand you when you're like, hello there, governor, with blow a fucking thing I'm trying to do. You can't do that. Talk like a man. Talk. Now, what's up? What's your question?
So I wanted to know, how I should manage the situation with my wife at the moment.
Okay,
we had a big argument.
What is your wife doing? What did you argue over? What is your wife doing? What did y'all argue over?
So she shouted at me because I dropped the plates in the kitchen by accident. It was cooking, and, I took the plate. She cooked me breakfast and, took it, and I accidentally dropped it. And, she started, getting angry, getting in the mood, saying I'm childish and things like that.
She called you childish? She called you childish?
Yeah, because I actually, because she called me childish because I dropped the plates by accident. And, she's you're so clumsy and stupid. And I've never experienced that with her. Just our first argument. I don't understand, why she like that?
Wait. Do you want to solve it, or you just want to sit here and have a cuddle party? What do you want to do?
I would like to solve the situation.
All right, where is she at right now?
Right now, she's sleeping right now.
All right, go wake her up right now and tell her we need to fucking talk. You want to let us hear it live on the air? I'm going to hang up on you because I don't like wasting my time. Go over there right now and tell her ass to wake the fuck up and tell her the next time you yell at me, you're gone. All right, you going to do it?
Yeah,
I'm going to hang up on you. Are you going to do yes or no? I'm going to hang up on you. I don't want to waste my time.
Yes,
you going to do it or not?
I'm going to do it, yeah. I'm going to do
now
it.
Now go over
yeah.
there, wake your ass up, and tell her you ain't going to ever yell at me again like that. Go do it right now.
All right, I'm going to go right now. Hold on a second. Emily? Emily, you can wake up.
Tell us to say something we can hear. Tell us to say something.
Emily, I'm on the phone with Steve. Emily, can you look at me? Why are you putting your face in the pillow for Emily?
Hello, Emily. Can you look at me? All right. So I'm gone. See that? Let me tell you something. See, that's they even suck us all across the thing. Because you know what? Know what I would have done? I done went all the way to that ass. Hell, governor. Hey, bloody governor. Bloody wake up, wanker. Let me have a little discussion with you. Look, you're not going to bloody talk to me like that anymore. You bloody understand me? Because you can take your fucking ass out that goddamn door and get your own goddamn fish and bloody chips. Do you bloody understand me? Because I will not gloom and allow you blood to talk to me like that. Who do you fucking think I am? Do you think I am Harry Potter where you can talk to me like any old kind of way you want? How dare you talk to me like that? You can't be owing those motherfucking dishes like that at my bloody ass. What the fuck is going on here, Mike? Come on, blood. You can't talk to me like that. And get your bloody ass up and go ahead and make me some motherfucking fish and chips. And you got to fake and think about it. That's how I would handle that shit. Y'all think I'm playing? I would have told her ass just like that. I would have said that she would love. And yeah, bloody out. What kind of bloody footy porridge is this? You know what? Get your bloody ass out there and fix some more bloody porridge for me. How fucking dare you? Would you make porridge like this for the bloody queen? Oh, I say, you bloody wanker, cannot bloody believe that you would do that to me. See that shit? Fuck y'all. I can't talk in their language. I can goddamn try. Let's get back into the show, man. It's the Dean, man. Y'all lines are open. Y'all to call in. Let's get back. No, you know he ain't doing that though. You know what he doing? Let me show you what he doing this shit. Hold on a second. Y'all want to know he doing? He on some cake shit. You know he caking. Shout out to all the ladies out there. We always like to make the ladies moderators. So ladies, just be, y'all welcome here. Relax. We got you because we want y'all harassed. But let me tell you where he went. This is what his little weak ass did. He went to that.
Hello, governor. Well, how do I bloody say this? Look here, governor. You can't bloody talk. No. That's not going to work. Okay, I'm going to bloody say this. She can't talk to me like that. How fucking dare her talk to me like that? Who the fuck she thinks she is? She don't know that I'm the one that is bloody paying for everything. It was just a fucking dish. It was a fucking dish. I can't fucking believe that. You know what? I'm going to fucking man up, and I'm going to fucking say something to her ass. I'm going right now and waking her bloody ass up right fucking now. La 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 la. Hello, Gov, you up?
What the fuck do you want?
I bloody sorry. I didn't bloody mean to drop the dish. It was just, oh, I have so much on my bloody mind. You know, I don't know, Gov. I don't want you to get mad at me. I'm sorry, mate. I didn't bloody know what I was doing. I don't want you. Please don't bloody get mad at me. What did I do wrong? Why are you so fucking bloody mad at me? All I was trying to do was get a bowl of excuse berry crunch, and you just got in my bloody way, and I dropped the shit. So why are you treating me like that?
If you don't get your bloody fucking punk ass out of my bloody fucking face, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass, wanker. Now get your bitch ass out of my bloody bedroom.
And that's how that shit went down, that motherfucker. I'm serious. That's how that shit went down. But let's get into the show. Guys, lines over. Y'all want to call in. We got you. Let's chop it up. 303, what's your question, brother? How can I help you, brother?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, man?
All right. So I have a statement before I ask my question, if that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I finally decided to do the 100-set puzzle piece, right? So my question was the basis of the puzzle pieces to trust myself even though I don't have a way?
That's one of million things that you're going to learn once you do it, sir. It's just one of millions. You got to do it over again. I say start, take it off, do it over again. You're just scratching the surface. Mm. So much more you'll learn. Okay, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Oh, no, that was my only question. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, Gov. Peace. All right, guys, I want to call in lines over. Guys, I got a question. I got you. Let's go ahead and get into the show, man. We're going to go ahead and chop up Women Don't Like Weakness, but we're not just going to talk about the weakness. We're going to talk about the why behind what's going on, okay? And this is what you guys have to understand. So go ahead and get your crayons out, guys. I want to break this down, okay? What you guys don't understand, and this is why I tell you guys to get your puzzle pieces, all right? For those of y'all guys out there actually want to learn game from me, you've got to get your puzzle pieces because the words that you use throughout the day to yourself is nothing more than the labels that you give yourself. It is the limiting behaviors, thoughts, and actions that you label yourself. Every experience that you deal with a woman, you're always knocking yourself. You're always saying, I'm not good enough. I don't have a nice place. I am too short. I'm too chubby, too broke, and all these other things that you're doing throughout your day as labeling yourself. And as you are labeling yourself, gentlemen, out there, what happens is that what you begin to think about yourself becomes your perception and your reality. And what happens is once that becomes reality, then you start a language to show the woman what actually you're not, but you're saying, this is who I am. If you're going around all day, gentlemen, saying I'm not good enough, if you're going around all day saying she's pretty, she's sexy, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous and all that other stuff, and then say to yourself, what can I do to get her? Oh my gosh, she's so pretty. So what is the language that you're saying for yourself? What are you saying to yourself, gentlemen, when you say and talk to yourself, listen, everything, gentlemen, that you say and everything that you do is going to shift your thinking one way, one thought, one mind, okay? And I always keep telling you this stuff, and this is very important, and please understand this, okay? Okay? Because when you start the language of I'm not good enough, you begin to set yourself in your own ways to look at the world as problems. So if you're looking at the world as a problem, what are you going to say when you get around a woman who might be interested in you? But because you're not standing on anything, she's going to see weakness in a guy, a grassy lion, who cannot think for himself. A surface dweller who is incapable of saying no to a woman, she's going to find that weak. She's going to find that weak when you hold yourself back from taking risks. What I mean is you see her, she sees you, and then you're the one looking away. And then all you're doing is playing creepy by looking at her here, looking at her there. Or she's in your office building and you see her several times, and yet there are opportunities to say something to her and you just don't do anything. She recognizes all, gentlemen, listen to me. That is all language. You guys think that when you see a woman and you don't make a move, you don't think you're telling her something? When she asks you a question of what do you want from me, and you can't ask for what you want, what do you think you're telling her? You're telling the woman that you are not the guy that can have her face in a pillow and her ass up in the air because you do not believe in yourself, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. And this is very important in the game of learning language first. This is what you got to understand. See, the thing is with your thoughts sets you and sabotages you because you are experiencing an emotion to yourself. So what are you communicating to yourself? You're communicating that I'm not good enough. I'm not the guy that is perfect for her. She can find somebody better than me, okay? And when you start talking bad about yourself, look at the language that you have for yourself before you see the woman. Now, please understand, when you are talking yourself to yourself, this is the first judgment, and saying that I don't know what to say to a woman. It's too risky. Am I the right guy for her? You know what? I'm going to walk on eggshells and be her fucking friend. Or I'm not going to ask for what I want. She might not believe in me. This is just too difficult for me. I don't have enough experience or enough confidence to do this. I'm just not enough. And when you're thinking like this, guys, I'm telling you, you have to understand your opponent. Because the way you are communicating yourself to the woman, you're saying that I'm not the guy for you. But it is going to show in your behaviors why you're not the guy for her. Let me turn my music up. Because let me tell you something about women that most of y'all don't understand about women. Women want somebody that can hold strength. Experienced gentlemen, let me get some of my music going while I'm talking. I like to talk over my music. But what I'm saying is, here we go. Let me get some of my music going. Sorry, guys. There we go. Get some of my music going. Shit. There we go. What I'm saying to you guys is that when a woman gets around a man, okay, communicating how bad I am to myself, I'm not worried about what I need to be to that woman. I'm communicating to myself because I know that she's never reached her core. And I know she fucks with me. I'm going to go ahead and change her mindset. I'm going to go ahead and educate her sexually and mentally and show her why I'm the perfect man for her, and she'll never find a motherfucker like me in her life. Versus most of you guys out there that communicate worry. You guys worry. And what happens is that when you label yourself, gentlemen, you don't understand. You give yourself an interpretation about your experience. And the interpretation is not that you give it to yourself. You give it to the woman. Gentlemen, please understand your opponent here. Please understand the woman here. Since elementary school, she has met you before. The nervous motherfucker that cannot tell her what's on his mind. The nervous guy that beats around the bush and walks on eggshells and is not clear and concise because he's worried about losing her. But God damn it, you never had her in the first place. So what are you worried about? Women love sex. That's not a lie. Women love men. Hey, guys, matter of fact, they probably love sex more than you do. They masturbate all the time. We ain't gonna talk about that. Anyway, women love sex. And because they love sex, they're just not going to sleep with anybody. They want to sleep with somebody that they get a return on their body investment. If I'm going to invest my body into this man, what is the return on my investment? But what do you guys show women? When you are not set in who you are, in your mindset, gentlemen, what do you think you show women? You see, the thing about game when it comes to the beauty and the sexuality of a woman is when you don't know what you're doing, that is why you make everything about sex. That's why you make everything about what's between her legs. And that's why most of you guys will always fail, because you're flooding the market with dick. Because all you're trying to do is everything you can to break down that wall and have her open up her legs to get what? 2 minutes and 30 seconds of what? 2 seconds of you kissing her on her neck? 3 seconds of you licking her nipple? 1 second of you spitting between her legs? Half a minute of pumping and then rolling over and going to sleep. So this is what she knows you are. And I'm not joking. This is what she knows you. How you communicate is showing her what you are in bed, gentlemen, and you guys don't get that. I want the woman to experience me and savor the taste to where she wants it again, where she is thinking about me. But it's not because I'm not. Listen, I look like you guys. I love sexy women just like you guys. I do. But the difference between you and I is that my language is I'm talking to myself, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? Listen to what I'm saying. I'm talking to myself. But how am I talking to myself, gentlemen? That's the key thing, because a lot of you guys are not working on yourselves enough to even talk about yourselves. You see, gentlemen, if I am trying, I'm going to give you an example. If I'm talking to myself, okay, let's say I'm like you, okay, I'm sitting around brushing my teeth. And then I have an idea. I have an idea. And as soon as I have an idea, gentlemen, the first thing I do is grab my scribe. Scribe, I want you to write this down. Put my toothbrush down for a second. Scribe, let me write this down. You know what? We need to build a sexual amusement park. We need to give a woman a sample of what it's like to be with us without forcing ourselves on her, to allow her to see that we don't operate like the average man. So, Scribe, I want you to write these thoughts down, okay? So what I need to do is I got to figure out a way to draw her into talking about sex, because I will never ask her any questions about what she does for a living and all that boring shit, because I don't talk at women. I talk to women. But I got to set up my amusement park, my bedroom, my apartment, myself. I've got to set myself up, Scribe, to show her why me, to show her that I'm the one that's going to make her toes curl like the Wicked Witch on The Wizard of Oz. Remember that when the house fell on that motherfucking witch and her toes curled? I want her toes curling here in her mind. So I must create the environment. I must learn the language and create the environment to which when she sees it, it's going to draw her in to ask questions. And when she asks questions, Scribe, I need to move her where I want her to go. I'm not going to force sex on her because that's what I don't want. I want her to be down like four motherfucking flats. I want her to be 100% knowing that I've got other women, knowing that she is not going to be the only one, knowing I don't want a relationship, and knowing that I will never do anything to prevent her from finding Mr. Right. She can rent the dick. She can lease the dick. So I want to make sure that I don't manipulate, I do not deceive her, or try to trick her into fucking me. I want her to fuck me because the curiosity that she's going to have is going to outweigh, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. This is the language I'm telling y'all. That's going to outweigh it. Listen to what I'm saying, gentlemen. Let me show y'all something. Remember, when I communicate to her the line of interaction, gentlemen, what you are to yourself is going to set these arrows on two different pathways. It is going to set you to either be in the friend zone or show some excitement in you, and that's what I want to do. I want to show her why me. So the language that I'm using to myself is I'm scribing the situation to myself. But once I describe that with my scribe, okay, I still got scribe, I'm talking to myself. I'm communicating to myself. So once I get that down, I must then take it to my marketing team. I must be able to prove to my marketing team that the thought and idea that I have is my thought and my thought alone. Because, gentlemen, listen to me. When I go to my marketing team, I can bring them the ideas. Remember, you got to sell this to yourself before you can sell it to the woman. Because if you don't believe in the things that you're saying, then look at the language that you're saying to show weakness. So I'll give you all my example. You know how you touch a woman, just one. Hey guys, this is just knee to, this is knee to toe. That's how cold the game is. That, y'all ain't ready for it, but I'm just saying. I can tell my marketing team, look, when I get the opportunity, I can touch her this way on the phone, text messages, voicemails, or face-to-face. I can touch her in ways that she's never been touched before, but that's part of the position. What I will say to my marketing team to do this, I must have a presentation to my marketing team to prove that my thoughts or the language that I am communicating to myself is actually real because I've done my homework. I want to have wine above my bed. The reason why I want to have wine above my bed is because I want to show her what I can do with wine, especially if I pour the wine on her body. That will then give me the opportunity to let her know. I want to know if the wine tastes different off your body than the glass. I will have the different shower lights to let her know, to give her a shower experience. You see what I'm saying, guys? I'm telling myself how I'm going to market myself. I'm going to go find paintings painted by women, of women that are covering up their body. I will put something like this in my living room. I will put something like this in my kitchen. And the wine above the bed, I will put one, I will put two of three of these things right above my bed to be able to use those things to benefit me as I'm talking to the woman to let her know that my job is to liberate her mentally and sexually by who I am and not what I'm trying to be. Let me get this call real quick. 248, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's good, Danny? I was calling you, man, because... Oh, it's all good, brother. I was calling you, man, because I was messing with this chick for like 2 years, right?
Yes, sir.
And the first year, everything was smooth. The second year, the crazy came out, right?
So the second year, you allowed the crazy to come in. Remember, as much as I love to blame women for everything, I can't blame them because as a man, we've got to lead them to how they need to act around us. They are not there.
Right.
You're the company. So she acted crazy because you allowed crazy to come in, or she's acting crazy because you never gave any structure. And remember, this is not a show where we're knocking women, bashing women, or talking shit about women.
Oh,
I'm just
never
saying
that. Never that.
Right. Just structure. But yeah, but what's going on? What's your question? What's going on, bro?
Trust me, Dean. I was raised in a two-parent household. So, you know, I understand that men take most of the grunt of most of what happens in our lives, which is, I completely agree with that. But I'm saying, like, okay, the first year, like I said, I was taking her on trips. We was going cruises. We was going here. We was going there. We was going all over the world, you know, passport
yes,
ready. And,
yes,
I don't look. She started acting crazy. Like I said, I'm not blaming her. I just didn't know
One thing, caller. When she started acting crazy, what did you do?
I mean, I set her ass down and we talked. And I told her, like, the way you going about shit is wrong. Like,
Oh, brother, that's where you went wrong. That's where you went wrong.
Okay.
Listen. And I want to make sure I say this for these guys. Guys, never hit at them. Never hit them. I'm just saying. Let me finish this. I'm not saying you. I'm just telling everybody, okay? Now, guys, listen to me, okay? Listen, I want y'all to listen.
Do re mi fa so.
Wait, one more time, Carl. Hold on. Wait, listen, Carl. Wait, watch this. Now I can't sing, but you know why I'm saying that? Because I'm not going to get to that. She is not allowed to go beyond
do re mi fa so.
Because if she gets higher than that, we got a problem. I'm not going to yell at you. I'm going to sit you down like a man and tell you, you can't do this. I'm a drama-free man. And if anybody, a woman, a smurf, an elf, a unicorn, Bigfoot, or Sasquatch brings drama into my life, I will dismiss them. I will dismiss them, period. You see what I'm saying?
So,
I will dismiss them.
Oh, absolutely.
But you didn't do that.
No.
You didn't do that. Right.
I didn't
listen
do it immediately, Dean.
Right, but
I didn't
listen
do it
to me. That's
but
the problem.
I did, though.
Okay, but no, listen.
Okay.
You did. Okay, listen. Listen.
When
you started questioning why she's doing it versus correcting the behavior, you then set yourself off on a different pathway to reward bad behavior. Didn't you buy a Christmas present that year? Didn't you buy a birthday present that year? Didn't you buy her flowers for Valentine's Day that year? See, the thing is, you rewarded the bad behavior, so you're saying that you can treat me any old kind of way you want, and let me buy you a Christmas present. Every kiss begins with K. Or let me get you some flowers for Valentine's Day. And your birthday? Oh, girl, I got you. I'm going to buy you this jewelry and whatever, all this stuff, right? Over disrespect. Instead of you saying, listen. Baby, I got you. Baby, come here. Listen. I understand that you have hard days. I understand you have long days. But, baby, you cannot talk to me like that again. And if you talk to me that way again, I'm going to have to let you go. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? Well, I can't. Listen, baby, I'm going to say it again. Do you understand me? You see, am I yelling, caller? Caller, am I yelling?
No. You're not yelling?
Do-re-mi-fa-sol. I'm not yelling at all. I'm telling her what the deal is. Also letting you know the repercussions of the behavior. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh, baby, why are you doing that, baby? I don't understand. Why are you getting that? Then what you're saying is she's seeing that as weak. Listen, call me. I'm not saying you got a tight pussy. But listen to me. If a woman recognizes your pussy is tighter than hers, she is not going to respect you, and she's going to act out. Because what you're saying is I need someone to give me structure, and I'm giving you structure. I'm the one that needs structure, and yet I'm giving you structure. And that's what you did. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that kind of leads me into my next question, which is when I did cut her off and said I'm done with the disrespect, now it's calling me from text now numbers. She spray painted my car up like two weeks ago.
All right, Let's call her. Now, let's keep it 1,000.
I found another woman.
I know you found another woman, but let's keep it 1,000. Here's the problem. Let's be honest. You were fucking with an ain't shit, bottom-of-the-barrel bitch that probably gave you some quick pussy because you knew she wasn't shit. You knew she wasn't shit, and you still mess with her. It was like this.
You know what? I got to fight Superman tomorrow. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to destroy the world. Oh, wait, there's a guy that wants to talk to me?
So what happened was, caller, you knew she wasn't shit. But you know why you got her? Because she probably gave you some fast pussy. You knew she wasn't shit, dog. Let's be real. I'm saying that you knew she wasn't shit. But what you did was you rewarded your time, your dick, to an ain't shit woman that she knew she wasn't shit. And when she acted out to show you she wasn't shit, you tried to save an ain't shit woman where you should have tossed her ass in the ocean and kept that shit moving. But then, you dropped her, that's what ancient women do. They fuck up your car. They spray. You knew she had, I'm going to spray your car or put shake your tires and put sugar in your tank by how she was talking to you.
Hey, motherfucker, you can't talk to me, motherfucker, like that. God damn it. I'm fucking with Superman, Batman. I got shit on my mind.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what happened was you allowed an ancient woman into your kingdom. So what do you think a virus is going to do when it gets into a host that does not repel it? It's going to take over the host. is going to control the kingdom.
You know what, Dean? You absolutely right, brother. I mean, to be honest with you, I thought she was better than bottom of the barrel because she had a master's degree. You know, she got all these different accolades and shit. You know, I thought, you know, I was fucking with the class.
She got the master's degree to show you the sun. She's like, hi, I'm a good girl. I've got a master's degree. Let me go ahead and go inside so I can control that motherfucker.
Brother, master's degree doesn't matter. I don't care if she's an astrophysicist. And that is not who she is. That's what she does. The master's
right.
degree is what she does. That's not who she is. So you just because you thought she had a degree that she wasn't going to act out?
Damn.
Come on, man. Come on.
Damn.
Doctors, lawyers, some of these women are messed up because they need structure from a man. So you look at her master's degree and say, well, hey, this Nubian queen has her shit going on because she's got a degree on her goddamn wall. How do you know the degree is real? She could have went to Kinko's, printed up some degrees, and put that shit on her wall.
Damn. That's why I called you, bro. That's why I called you, man.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, what I want you to do is take photos of the destruction of your car.
Yep.
And file a police report and a restraining order on her. And then
she's
after
still
that,
violating you.
Well, then you're going to have to call Batman. Motherfucker, listen. It doesn't make you less than a man to get the police involved because I don't want you to beat her ass. Because if you do that, you're going to lose your livelihood.
Absolutely.
So this doesn't make you less than a man. Go to the police and say, officer, she is destroying my property. She's harassing me. And when she comes at your door knocking and all that other stuff,
let me hear this motherfucker. I'm gone.
Take your fucking phone. Take your phone. Record it. Show proof. Call 911. Tell her, hold on, I'm not dressed right now. Call 911. Police, I need you to come to 555 Sycamore Lane because I have a restraining order on this lady and she's disturbing the public and she's going against the rule of the restraining order.
The protection order, yeah.
Right. So then they'll call in Batman or Superman to capture her ass, but you got to do it the right way. Do it the right way. Okay?
I appreciate you
created this, and it's not knocking on you, but y'all got to stop fucking these ancient women that give y'all pussy. That's the catch. When she gave you the pussy, she like,
yeah, I got that motherfucker. I just put that thing on him. Ooh, he love that shit. Yeah, now, let me see what I'm going to take. Yeah, he's going to be my bitch. Yeah.
You don't want that, dog. You know what I'm saying? So just remember that shit, dog, okay? So call the police. It does not make you weak. Listen. I told you I'm an abuse survivor. You remember? If you don't remember my story, I'm an abuse survivor. I'm an abuse survivor. No, listen to me. Look, I broke up with her. Okay? I broke up with her. And she's never disrespected me, never hit me or did anything. Now, listen, guys, back in the 90s, ketchup bottles weren't plastic. Okay? They were glass. They're made of glass. Yeah, glass. Right. So when I broke up with her and I was walking out the door, she, like Tom Brady, I'm a Cowboy fan, but this is like a Tom Brady moment. She grabbed the bottle as I'm walking out the door. And the way she threw it, it was beautiful because, you know, in an apartment, there's a fan on the roof. So she threw the bottle in such, it was beautiful how she threw it. Now, think about this. She's on the other side. I'm walking out the door. There's a fan. She grabbed the ketchup bottle and throws it at such a beautiful trajectory that it went in the air, missed the whole fan, came down, and hit me in the back of the head. And I'm an abuse survivor. I'm an abuse survivor. See that?
No.
She should apply to the fucking who needs a quarterback, to the Jets or something. I mean, listen, the beauty of how she threw it, man. I just didn't understand how can one throw a catcher bottle with such accuracy and just it was. I mean, look, dog. I mean, it was beautiful. I mean, she threw it. I mean, she was so mad in the anger. It was like she just had vision, and when she threw it, it was just the arc of it was. It must have been beautiful because it just went in the air and missed the fan completely, and came down and dotted me right in the back of the head. So even though I've never been abused, I feel like I'm an abuse survivor because I got hit in the ketchup bottle as I was walking out leaving the chick. So I understand. So I'm telling y'all guys, you see what I'm saying? But it was beautiful how she threw that shit, guys. God, it was beautiful. But that's what I'm saying to you, big dog. So what I'm saying to you is just get the police involved, okay? Because I don't want you to get upset and put your hands on her. Because putting your hands on her is gonna give you more problems, okay? Use the law to your side. Call the police. Take notes. Do everything you can. And listen to me. Look. If you got that restraining order and she breaks it and you go to the cops, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to that police station, and I want you to talk to whoever's in charge and say, this person signed this restraining order. And this person has broke the restraining order, and y'all haven't done anything yet. I need to speak to your supervisor because I need to know who I'm going to send the lawsuit to. You see that shit? Then you're going to get some shit going. Don't worry about her. You get paid for this shit because if she's breaking the restraining order and the police are not doing their job, then this can be an easy civil lawsuit that you can put on the cops. Okay?
That's what I'm about to do. I'm about to do that shit tomorrow because they told me, nigga, you don't have no proof that this the woman who
But that's what I'm saying, though, my brother. You can't do anything without the proof. So what I would do is if your car is parked, I will put a camera out your window to watch your vehicle or something. Because without any proof, you can't say it's her. But if she's coming to your door or you can get proof of, let's see, do you have security in your apartment complex? Is there like a cameras or anything like that?
I got a house, but security alarm in my house, but I don't have no cameras.
Man, you better go get yourself a little webcam or something. Set that motherfucker up right by your thing. And when she starts stomping her ass in your fucking neighborhood and shit, you need to record her. You need to record her. Without proof, you can't do anything, okay? All right, my brother?
Oh, thank you, brother.
Right,
I appreciate
it. I respect you, man. Respect. We'll throw you back in. Respect to you, man. Leave those grod women alone. Area code 316. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
You got it, my brother. How can I help you, man?
I currently met this girl at the mall today. I got her number.
Good.
And we're currently in a texting conversation.
Wait, why'd you get her number?
What do you mean?
Brother, I'm the motherfucking man. Why would I give her my number? Why would I beg her for her number? All right, look. Sir, you understand something. When you ask a woman for your number, it's just like you begging, dog. Because, I mean, whatever happened to telling her to call you? Does that make sense, brother? All right, so you already fucked that up. So, look, did you set the date up yet?
No, like, we're in a texting conversation right
now. Nah, we ain't in no text. No, listen, guys, y'all got to stop talking and playing with the food. Now, you got a choice. I'm going to ask you, what do you want to do? You want to take it to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks and get a 99-cent loaf of bread and feed the ducks to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks? Or do you want to go to the corner of your face of the pillow and your ass up in the air and have ice cream, tea? Or do you want to take it to the corner of your dick, my dick on your forehead, my balls in your mouth, and have some wine or something? Where do you want to take her, sir? You let me know. Where do you want to take her?
Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks.
Oh, you want to take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Okay. then let her know that, you know what, I'm free tomorrow evening. I'm free tomorrow evening. Let's go. Let's go to the lake. We can chill. We can chill, and I can see what's behind that sexy smile of yours. Send her that message.
Okay.
Stop talking
okay.
to the food. Listen, the more you talk to the food without establishing anything, you're going to fall in the fucking friend zone. You don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. Because let me tell you what you're doing. You're trying to walk on eggshells with that woman. Ooh, I'm sorry. That's not it. Sorry, you're trying to walk on – damn, let me get this off. You're trying to walk on eggshells with that woman. Does that make any sense? Because you're not saying anything. So what she's thinking is, you know what? I'm going to take him out on the corner of he's a loser and the friend zone, or you're going to be that sucker that's going to be on the corner of no booty. Let's just hang the fuck out and chill out so I can talk to you about other guys.
Right.
You, I don't want you. You don't want to be that motherfucker, dog. You don't want to be him. Because you know what's going to happen if you're that guy? You know what's going to happen? Oh, not, that's not, I mean, 1950. What I'm saying is going to happen to you is this. This is what you're like now. Are you watching the video screen right now?
Yeah.
All right, this is how she's going to be talking to your cake ass. When she knows that you pee sitting down and she doesn't respect you, she's going to start saying this shit right here.
Well, excuse me. I got to move. And, I broke a nail. Can you come over and help me move, please? Oh, you're so sweet and kind and so caring, and you're such a nice guy. Oh, my God, I just moved, and I need, my back. I need someone to help me put something on my wall. Can you help me? I feel so helpless. Oh, my God, you're coming over. You're such a gentleman because he's such a dick. I can't believe him, but you're so sweet to me. Oh, my God, why don't you come over and let's watch Lifetime in the Wii Channel. No. We're just friends.
Do you want that shit, caller? Do you want to be the sucker or do you want to be the man, right? So don't do that shit. You got to let her know what the deal is, man. You got to let her know this is what I want to do. Let's go out on this day, this time, okay?
Okay.
So you send that to her right now. If she replies back, I'll tell you what to say, okay? Just say, look here, sexy. I'm free Sunday. Let's do it like around 7 o'clock. You finally let your legs spread your ass cheeks. You let her know what time you want to go. Let's feed the ducks so I can see what's behind that sexy smile of yours, okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right, hit me back because I got you. I'm on for a few hours, so I'll be on for like 3 hours today. I'm feeling good today, so I'm going to be on long today. So if she hits you up, you let me know, okay? I got you, okay?
Okay. All right,
respect, man. We'll throw you back in, guys. We got a question. Y'all hit me up. Call in. We got you, but let's continue what we're saying. So, gentlemen, as I said, I scribe to myself. So now I want y'all to understand, to get back to the marketing, you must be able to communicate with yourself how you want to market yourself to women. As I always told you guys out there, you have to understand how women buy, okay? Now, if you look at the marketing and how women buy, okay, women buy off of fucking feelings and feel good. Remember, I told you guys before, it always starts, and I'm going to show you this. Remember, it starts with an idea. Some woman somewhere decided to make a fucking dress or create a dress, right? And as soon as those women create the dress, what happens is they display the dress. The dress doesn't want to take her out. The dress doesn't kiss her ass. The dress gives her an idea that if you buy me, I'm going to make you feel good. If you buy me, I'm going to take away your insecurities and your low self-worth, right? So then what happens is there are going to be some women, like I told you guys, some women are going to walk past the dress. Some women are going to look at the dress and say it looks good. Some women are going to look at it, go in the dress and see if they got the right size dress for them. Some women are going to go inside, look at the dress, see if it's the right size, and then they're going to put the dress to their body in front of the fitting room. But this is where the buy-in is. The buy-in is in the fitting room because the fitting room is going to show her, when you put this on, look at how it makes you feel, right? So what we're doing, guys, is the exact same thing. See, what I'm doing to market myself to the woman, not saying you are a dress chick, guys. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that I'm showing my guys. I'm saying, okay, look, I know if I get her to my place, I'm going to fuck her head up when I take these rolls right here. And what I'm going to do while we're in the kitchen, I'm going to create this dish. And I'm going to show her why me. I'm going to show, I'm going to create a nice, what is it, Milano raspberry chocolate crumble. I'm going to make a cinnamon bowl and put a crumble in there. I'm going to use sea salt to get her favorite ice cream. I'm going to give her a slice of cinnamon strawberry shortcake that she's never had before. But I'm showing her why me. But see, gentlemen, this is what I'm communicating to myself before I even go out and say anything to the woman. Gentlemen, all the communication that you're having is with yourself first of what you're going to show her why you. Why should she be with you when she can be with anybody else? Why? Because you have got to show her that you're not like everybody else. See, gentlemen, when your words are, you're making your words yours by knocking yourself down and creating the reality like I was telling you guys. But see, as I said before, because your perception, your words creates a perception that then creates a reality that then creates your values, your self-concept, your beliefs, your perspectives, who you are and what you are. But what it's not doing is it's not telling you who you are to yourself. So when you see a woman, because you are like the three little pigs, remember, guys, I always like to use the three little pigs because we all know that story. And because we all know the story of the three little pigs, it's the you just got to ask yourself, which one are you? Are you the one or the two? Are you the hay or the sticks that is based off of a weak foundation? Or are you the last one that is creating a prison around yourself where you're not only the prisoner, but you're also the warden of your life? So that's the first thing you got to ask yourself, because as long as you are not communicating to yourself, you're making everything about the woman. Thus, she is renting space in your mind. And that's where you're losing, because you're showing her weakness. When you look at a woman and say she is sexy, she's not. And let me explain this to you guys out here. And this is, no, Scribe, hold on, Scribe, not you yet. This is no knock on women. But she is not sexy because it's the makeup that she's putting on you're finding sexy. It's the push-up bra that she's wearing that you find sexy. It's the tight clothes that she's putting on that you find sexy. It's the weave, the nails, the makeup, and the blush that you find sexy. So how can she be sexy when you're falling in love or lust with makeup, eyeliner, weave, clothes? You're not falling for the woman. You're falling for something that she made herself up to be. And ladies, this is no knock on you. I'm not here to knock you ladies on that. But what I'm saying is that you got to look beyond the makeup. See, this is where men win. Because just like you, I like women that have bodies like you. I'm an ass man. I love ass and titties like the next man. But I love myself that much more. So remember that shit, guys. But what I'm saying is that look at the language I have for myself. Now, guys, if I know how to make her pussy wet, guys, you know I write poetry, write erotic poetry. So if I want to, I can go to a poetry club and hook women right now if I wanted to by just ripping off some poetry for my own poetry by mentally fucking them if I choose to. So I'm a bad motherfucker. So if I'm a bad motherfucker, why would I allow someone who has not proven sexy to me rent space in my mind? But see, the language that I have for myself is a language to show her why me. Gentlemen, listen, gentlemen, You want to know why I tell all you guys listen to me why you should listen to poetry? Guys, can someone link my poetry? Hey, freelance, link the poetry page to the chat room, guys. Guys, y'all got to listen to this shit. My poetry, I thought I had 300. I think it's over 100, 200 poems in there. All music, all me, spitting motherfucking yak. But in the language, it shows what I can do if she's lucky enough to be with me, okay? Thank you, freelance. There it is, guys. Y'all get a chance. Go there. Check out the poetry because, guys, listen, you can have a fan club of women. Oh, man, it doesn't make any sense. It's a slam dunk because most of you guys say, well, poetry, stupid. Why would I do that? When you listen to rap, rap is poetry. Singing is poetry. Pop is poetry. Gospel, funk, all those things are poetry. Soul, R&B music, all those things are poetry. And what I'm saying is that you have got to be able to express yourself to yourself first to show the woman why she should be getting with you. See, when you don't believe in yourself, because let's remember, you've never created sex. Guys, I embody sex because I know I can get her wet without even touching her because I know what I can do. But see, I've created what I am. You guys are not taking the time to talk to yourselves, to build something for yourselves, to show the women that you are a great lover, but not only a great lover, but a person that's not desperate. Guys, listen to me. When you are showing the woman that, you know what? Okay, you got my curiosity. All right, now what? Let me show you where there's a shift in thinking. I can make her smile. I can make her laugh. I can make her blush. I can make her think. I can make her react. But also I can touch her in a way where she will think about me because of the interaction that we had. It's not, I will never ask her any questions. My job, I have one job and one job only, gentlemen. And I tell all you guys, this is very important for all you guys listening. It's very important. I've got one job and one job only, and that's not to fuck. I'm telling you, I swear to you, the reason why I get a lot of pussy thrown my way is because I'm not trying to fuck, because I understand the rules of the board, not the woman, not the pieces, but the rules of the board. Listen to me. Before you can create the board in which you can make moves and have rules on, you must understand the board that you have before you make the rule. There is a law of that board that you don't look at the opponent. You don't look at the pieces. Just understand the law of the board. And the law of the board is simply this. Every woman that you meet is going to have a belief system. She's going to feel that she has value. She's going to have judgments, morals, and gentlemen, she's not going to trust you at all. That's all I need to know on the board. That's the board. That is the rule of the board, that there is an understanding when I communicate with that woman for the first time, she does not know anything about me, and life is not porn. She's just not going to fuck me like porn right off the bat because I understand her mind. I understand what she's thinking. But in order to show her that I'm not weak, in order to show her that I'm in tune with myself, I must never, nor do I ever do it anyway, I'll never go for the pussy between her legs because I'm showing her how weak I am when you go for the pussy between her legs, because then she puts you in an emotional position of kissing her ass, thus showing weakness because you're showing desperation, neediness, and creepiness because you're saying that, you know what, I don't have any experience. And you know what? All I want to do is hop on you, hop off you, and just let you go. Gentlemen, why do you think in September we're going to talk about Sexoween, where we're going to set up your apartment to be a sexual haunted house for her and her alone? Because I'm trying to get you to be more sexually creative to show her why she should fuck you. Key words here. Why should she fuck you? Because like I told you before, remember, guys, the rule of the game. Remember, between her legs is the belief system, the morals, the values, and judgments. And you cannot attack that area thinking you're going to get the pussy. The only way she is going to give herself to you, which we want her to do, without manipulating, without begging or deceiving, is showing her why she should be with you versus begging, bartering, and taking her out to goddamn eat. When that's not going to do anything, that's an I do. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Guys, it's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, guys. Get your crayons out. We are chopping up game. We're going to be here for a few hours, so let's do this the right way. Let's do it the Man Mindset way.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com, Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to the ManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
All right, guys, we're back. Shout out to all y'all guys listening to the show. Appreciate you guys. And as I was saying, let's continue. So listen, so how can we communicate strength but also show her why she should be fucking us? Being desperate. The first thing you must say to yourself is, you've got to get rid of the mentality of those three little pigs. Remember, I keep telling you, you've got to get rid of the mentality of a weak foundation, and you've got to get out of your brick fucking prison that is holding you back from your greatness. So the thing that you need to do is say to yourself, gentlemen, and this is very important, that before I do anything, the one thing I must do for myself is not be the first pig, not be the second or the third, but be the one that stories don't talk about, and that's the fourth pig. The fourth pig is the one that is going to send a message to her without sending her a message. We want to position ourselves to show her that when she is talking to us, that we are going to be something that she's never met before, something she's never experienced before. And if she chooses to take our number and she chooses to get to know us, then what she's going to do, there's benefits to getting to know us, because I'm going to elevate your mind through the way we talk to each other. I'm not going to run behind you, because what I'm saying, gentlemen, and this is part of it, guys, like I told you, when you see the woman, you're saying, oh, my God, she's sexy. Look at her ass and all this. Listen, guys, listen. There's nothing wrong with appreciating a little sexy ass. You know what I mean? Yeah, right? There's nothing wrong with that, gentlemen. There's nothing wrong with that. But what goes wrong is when you look at the ass and say, I got to fuck her. I need to have her. What can I do to get her? Then you lost because she's in your mind. I'm saying that, look, I know the rule of the board. We just showed you that, right? The rule of the board is we know her morals, values, and stuff. We know that rule, okay? But we also know there's another rule that in order to get her to give herself to us without manipulation, we have got to position ourselves to show a position of strength to be able to show her that she has got to start a battle in her mind. Because maybe it's either her mind that is attracted to you, but her body says you're not the kind of guy we want to fuck. Yeah, I've never wanted to fuck a short, chubby guy. Well, why do I think about him all the time? See what I'm saying? It's a battle in her mind. So it's either going to be mind or body. It's either going to be a mind or body war that she's going to have. But gentlemen, all you're doing is supplying her the bandages and the bullets that let her have that battle in her mind. Because all you're doing is showing her strength by what? Not showing desperation and need, gentlemen. Y'all are too busy running behind women, kissing their asses, and trying to make them feel like they're special when they're just women. This is what I'm saying, guys. And I can say this for myself because I believe in me. I know what I can do. Guys, I should not know what I can do. I'm good. But what shows strength is a demand to say, just because you got ass and titties, that is not going to get you in my kingdom. Because she's got what you have. She's got what you have, and so does she, and so does she. That Afghan woman, that Pakistan woman, that one from Russia, India, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, Chicago, Nova Scotia, Wales, Mexico, Jamaica, from the East Coast, West Coast, UK, Scotland, Ireland, they all got the same fucking thing. So that cancels everything. What does she bring to the table that can show me that she is worth not the dick, that she is worth my attention? Gentlemen, the strength that I have is because I stand on who I am. And I know if she just at 100% allow me in, when she invites me in, gentlemen, it's over. See, you guys think that you got to attack the pussy by kissing her ass, walking on eggshells, and beating around the bush. I'm saying that's not right. That's the wrong way to do it. That's the wrong way to move, and men don't move that way. And the reason why y'all are moving that way is because that's all you've been taught to move. Thank you, 133 likes. I want to say thank you. I get a chance to see that. Thank you very much. Okay? Thank you very much. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that you don't understand what you're saying and talking to yourself. Because what you do is, listen, the way you're communicating, when you don't believe in yourself, you're attaching all of your experiences, all of your thoughts, and everything you do to your emotions and your feelings. Why do you think when you see a woman, you start to feel something? Why do you think when you see her walking with that nice round ass, you start to feel something? Or you look at her lips or her thighs or whatever is your kink, her feet. Some of you guys are like feet guys or whatever. But why, when you look at it, all of a sudden you're feeling something, an emotion, okay? Because what's happening is that you don't understand that she's recognizing what you are by how you're communicating to yourself. But here's the problem. Most of you don't even communicate to yourself. So all you're doing is communicating to her. And what does she know? She knows you from elementary school. She knows you from junior high school. She knows you from high school and college. So when you display a certain level of patterns, what happens is she can recognize what you are off of what you say. And see, the thing is, most of you guys think that you can hide. But that's why do you think I tell you guys, when you guys do dating profiles, your profile is not your fucking personality. Hi, my name is Roger, and I'm a Pisces. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let's take the photo. Okay, come on. Wait. Hey, give me a red pill or something. Huh? Let me have a football. Okay. Wait, take the photo. Wait, was that a good photo? Hold on. Other side? Okay, wait a second. Let me catch the ball. Oh, you got that brother? Okay. Then you put that shit on your profile, and then you sit around like, hi, my name is Roger. I'm a Pisces. I like to take long – wait, let me see. What do women like? Women like to take long walks on the beach. They're looking for a guy. Okay. All right. My name is Roger. I'm a Pisces. I like to take long walks on the beach, and I'm looking for a girl that, you know, is a good girl that likes to hike and walk and do all these fucking bullshit things that you fucking say that you don't even really mean. And then you try to type up the perfect profile thinking that she's going to read that shit and her panties going to slide right the fuck off. When she reads your bullshit-ass profile and then look at your fucking photo, she's saying this, weak bitch. But she's smart. She's not going to just come off. She's going to send you a, hi, my name is Tiffany. Hi. And then what Roger going to do? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She answered me. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? Oh, my God. She's so pretty. Yeah. Let's go out to eat. Y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? Thank you, 149 likes. Y'all see what I'm saying? Your photo and what you type is not you, your personality. You're actually fucking yourself over by trying to fit into what she wants, and that's your weakness. I've showed a lot of my clients that, listen, don't be Roger and talk at women by telling them what they want to hear. Learn the game and tell them what they need to know, because that changes the game. Y'all are so busy tiptoeing around these women, you make these false profiles of, I want to go hang out with nature, and I'm not a great cook, but you know what, I'm looking for a girl, I'm looking for a relationship, knowing you guys just want to fuck, because you guys are talking at women and not to women. You're beating around the bush. And it all comes ahead when you open your mouth the first time through a text message or a voice message that she says, God damn it, I met another zebra. Fuck. Well, hey, how you doing? Hey, how's your day? This is Roger. What are you up to? Hi, this is Roger. What do you do for a living? Where'd you go to college at? Yes, hey, what are you looking for in a guy? When was your last relationship? What was the last book you read? What was the last Lifetime TV show you read? Are you fucking kidding me? And you think the women don't notice that? Versus a man that teaches her an is versus a could be, that this is who I am. This is what you get. And then reinforces that when they first start talking, because he's clear, concise, and impactful on the way he talks to her, because he's saying, I'm the shit, and I'm going to make your day, and I'm going to show you things that you've never experienced before, because I know the one thing, gentlemen, I keep telling you, the one thing that people don't understand in the game, lines are open if y'all want to call in, the one thing that people don't understand in the game, you guys, not the women, you guys don't see this shit, nor will you see it, okay? But let's go to Grassology. One second.
From the book, Grassology. Keep eating grass, you weak bitch, while we eat meat. Grassology rule one. A woman isn't going to fuck with a man whose pussy is tighter than hers. Guys, this means if you're wimpy, scared, have no confidence, or you just can't lead her, she's going to make you her bitch. Why? Because a woman doesn't want to date herself.
All right, we're back, man, mindset. But like I say to y'all guys, man, the game is very deep. And y'all have to understand that. Remember, the problem, like I showed with most of you guys out here, okay? Again, you're not looking, I'm not talking about the opponent, but understand there are things that are going on. A lot of things is happening with women. There are a lot of insecurities. There's the body insecurity. And this is not a bad thing. This is just how life is. And this is not knocking on women, because you motherfuckers going to hit a wall too. So this is not about that. It's just that women have certain kind of insecurities, okay? Things that are bothering them all the time. It's either a body image, a relationship insecurity, or age or weight, okay? So if they have those insecurities, the problem is for a lot of you guys is that you're holding them back by the way you judge them, by your inexperience, and how you are creepy, which a lot of these women see as weakness. And when a woman sees these things as weakness, they're not going to move forward because there's nothing in that. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is when you learn game and learn what you have as a man, you're not showing or displaying any kind of weakness. I'm saying that if you get with me, I'm the one that's going to get rid of that body insecurity, that relationship insecurity, that age and weight, because I'm going to show you, I'm going to put you through a sexual and emotional roller coaster, a sexual unknown, and I'm going to show you a feeling and a thought that you never had that goes beyond even your thinking, because as I said before, gentlemen, women don't even realize they have a core. Remember I told you that, right? Remember I told you a lot of women think that they think what love is and feelings, they have no fucking idea. Guys, I'm telling you, they have no idea. That's why we're so fucking dangerous, because if we're the ones that can show them something that they don't even know that they have, and then they realize that we're the ones giving it, it's a fucking wrap at that point. But see, that's what I'm saying to you guys. See, for a lot of you guys out there that are showing weakness to these women, thank you, 157 likes. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But this is what I say to you guys out here. This is why I tell you, strength is not lying to the woman. Strength is not trying to manipulate the woman. Strength is not trying to deceive her and having sex. Because that's why I keep trying to tell you. This is why I don't try to have sex with them. But yet, I'm offered pussy. They want to fuck guys like us because of what we have. And that is not weakness, but strength. Because when they're talking to us, we touch their minds. The way we communicate with them, at land, sea, air, and space, texting, voicemail, videos, the way we can talk to them, the way we can make them smile, the way we set up our crib, all these things play a role in our strength to show her that I don't need to fuck you. I don't. But I'm going to show you, like that dress, purse, shoes, and makeup, that if you make the choice. See, gentlemen, look at this. When a woman makes the choice at 100%, she can never blame you for anything. But if she makes her choice off of a manipulation, a deception, and you lying, then she has every right to treat you like shit because you lied. And see, men don't lie to women. We tell them what it is. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. And if you want to experience. Now, guys, listen, there's a lot in that. Listen to what I'm saying. How many guys you know can tell a woman that straight up? Only the ones who are very sexually experienced can be arrogant enough to say that, yeah, I'm seeing other people. But why do you want to see me? Because I go after what I want. But if you, but after you get to know me, you'll know why I went after you. And there you go. You don't have to take her out to dinner or try to manipulate a situation because that showing weakness in her eyes and you don't even realize it. And again, I'm not here to tell you guys that don't ever be mean to women and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying is that every thought that you have when you think negative about yourself becomes an emotional anchor in your mind. You have an emotional woman in your head where you become more emotional than her, thus you are displaying weakness. But what I'm showing you guys here is that there is another anchor that you can display on her, and that is the anchor of what? Simply this, like I told you before. The anchor has got to be the trust first, because without trust, you're not going to get anywhere. I'm telling you, guys, I don't know what the fuck y'all think life is porn, but I've got to win her trust. But trust is not sex. Trust is not sex. Trust is just trust. But then she's got to start seeing the benefits of being with you, and she's got to feel that being with you, there are no judgments. That means that we can have a conversation and we can flirt a little bit and leave it like that. Where if she flirts with me, I'm not going to say, hey, come over, let's fuck. Well, why don't you come over, let me fuck you, girl. Why? Because I told you guys. The weakness they see in you guys is how you judge. Guys, and I'm the only one that keeps telling you this. When you see a woman, it is okay to see her as sexy and all that stuff. That's fine. But when you're trying to fuck that woman who you don't even know, you're telling her that you ain't shit, you're a slut, you're a whore, and you just dirt under my shoe, so come over and fuck me so I can get done fucking you and throw you out of my door. And you don't even realize you're saying that by asking a woman that doesn't even fucking know you to go over your house. But instead of asking her to come over to your house, when is the last time that you can give her a tour of what it could be like to see your sexual amusement park? when she comes over to see what it's like. To see what it's like at your place without even seeing your place. To feel comfortable enough around you where she starts to feel that, you know what? Damn, this motherfucker's pretty actually cool and shit. And what's so weird about him is he's not trying to fuck. He's not rushing it. But on the other hand, guys, I'm not going to waste my time. Time is so important to me. Time is so important to me. And let me tell you why. I am sexually attracted to her, but that's where it stops. Because I am sex, guys. And why I say I am sex, because I am romantic when I need to be. Sensual, sexual, seductive, smooth, kinky, dirty, nasty, naughty, kinky. I can be all those things. But those things must be earned. I'm not just giving out the dick because she looks good. And because I withhold it from the market and y'all motherfuckers are throwing that shit for free, that's why y'all losing. There's nothing in no worth and value on a guy that does not hold his dick first and make that woman work. Make her work by showing her why you. Gentlemen, when you're able to talk to them, I keep telling you this, y'all know my favorite, this has got to be, this is why I keep showing, this has got to be one of the most favorite, my favorite posts of all, because this is what it's about. This is it. This is what I want right here. This is sex. This is sex right here. Because women don't feel that way with the majority of you motherfuckers. They cannot, listen, what is there to think about with somebody who cannot hold a conversation? What is there to think about with someone who's beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, and doesn't even know who the fuck he is? That's not what women want. Women want somebody that is showing them that, you know what, you got to do a little bit of work. And it's not mean, guys. It's not mean to say that or anything like that or sexist, all right? What I'm saying is, no, hold on, let me, hold on, time out. ZX12, I think you got it wrong, big dog. You're not talking about men, you're talking about thirsty ass males. See, the thing about a man is I know what my motherfucking dick can do, so I'm not going to just give it away to a woman. And the fact that you're thinking is I'm going to show you, and this is love for you, brother. I want to educate you. See, when you become a man, what's going to get you pussy is when she has to realize that she has got to climb a mountain to get your curiosity, get your attention, be worth your time, get your respect, and then get your dick. See, you don't understand game because you think all guys out there, they do want to fuck. You understand something? A man that gets a lot of pussy ain't trying to fuck. Guys, I'm trying to tell you, we're trying to get rid of women. We're not trying to bring them in. We're trying to get rid of them because they don't want to go. You want to know why? Because they'd rather be with me that has other women than be with you who doesn't have any women. Why? Because you who doesn't have any women, guess what? What can you do? You can't turn her on. You can't make her wet. You don't know how to touch her. You don't know how to look in her eyes. You don't know what to say to her. Hell, I tell you guys, even opening a door kills y'all's game. Even opening a door kills your game. How many of you guys even scribe how you open your door? That's crazy to me. I ask you again, how many of you guys out here have scribed how you even open the door when she's on the other side? That's where game comes in at. And guess what, guys? I don't need her to be at that door to already have that created in my mind. You guys just open the goddamn door and say, come on in. like every guy that she has met, dated, or hung out with. Come on in. Doors open. Come on in. I keep telling y'all guys about game. I got to, when I go, when I have my apartment, I knew at 7 o'clock or nighttime, I would close my door. And I would open my door and I would step into my door. I would sound check my door first. Because before I show you how I would open the door for her, I got to make sure the experience is something that she is going to see. See, so beyond you guys, I'm saying when I step into my door, what am I looking at? What do I see? What is the lighting like? What is the music like? What is she going to see? See how deep that is? Y'all don't even think that deep. And then when I get in there, I lay on my back in front of the door on the other side of the door, and I'm laying on my back, close my eyes to make sure that the music is surround sound, and then I want to make sure the lighting is perfect because I might have her on her back right there when we fucking. Because we ain't fucking on the bed. I'm going to take her all through the goddamn amusement park. So I might have her on her back in the walkway. But y'all don't think that deep. But as I said before, I want to position myself. So what I'm saying to myself is, okay, now that I got my pictures, so now I've got to get that museum light thing. So when the lighting is dim, the photo is going to be the draw. So when I walk into my thing, she's going to, the nude painting is going to be the draw in when she's at my crib. But remember, guys, that's even before, that's after she comes in. See how I'm thinking right there? I've already created the after before I even started the opening of the door. But see, again, it's all about me and my experience to show her strength that I'm not trying to impress her, but this is what you get when you get with me. Guys, y'all understand? Let me check the phone lines real quick because I'm going to continue this. 316, I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me check the phone lines. Oh, wait a second. Let me say that. You said I'm not disagreeing with you with anything you say. However, at the end of the day, men vary with a few reasons why I perceive. Wait, okay, listen. I understand that, but I'm trying to teach you some game right here. Wait, let me get to – I'll finish in 1 second. Let me grab 316. 316, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, Steve, she texted back.
What'd she say, brother? What'd she say?
She said, I work tomorrow, love.
Okay, then all right, then lead her to another day. Look, this is what I'm saying right now. Lead her to another day, but this is the problem you're going to have. There's no structure in that woman. See, okay, this is what you understand. Let me show you game, young man. Even though she's busy, I'm going to show you why she's not interested in you. Number one, because you asked for a number, but that is here nor there. But I'm going to show why she's not interested in you. Because if I give a woman a day and she can't make it, you know what she's going to do? She's going to give me a list of her free days when she's off. And the fact that she's not giving that is starting to make me feel like she's really not interested in you. So what I want you to do one more time is give her another open day. You choose another day. And if she says the same thing again without saying that, okay, well, I can't do it this day, but I'm free on these days, then you get back at my muffin cake ass, okay? Hit me back, okay? So give her another free day, okay? All right, call me back, okay, brother? I got you, all right? Respect. See, this game right here, this is what the fuck we do. But listen to me. I'm saying to all y'all guys, listen to what I'm saying to you guys. Listen. How many of you actually scribe how you open the door to a woman? And this same thought that I have is the same thought that if I text her something sexy, like, okay, wait, guys, remember this. What I'm thinking has to be able to hit her sexually. So if I create, because I'm the only one that does this and teaches y'all this, no one does this. What if I create a sexual audio for her to masturbate to, then the door plays a role of me coming into her place or she coming to my place. If I'm having a little flirty, dirty talk with her, I can describe this through a text message or voice message or video. So everything I'm thinking at this moment right here is I'm thinking that I can hit her on land, sea, air, and space. I can use this for dirty talk. I can use this if I send her, because I know a lot of y'all guys, we're deep over here. So, yes, if you guys want to learn game, we sell over the sex membership. You send them a audio of something to masturbate to when you really got some game. That's the fun part, when they can masturbate to your voice. But we'll get to that later on. But anyway, but what I'm saying to you guys out here to show y'all game is that now we want to open the door a way a man does it versus the average guy that just opens the door. Remember, guys, I want to create an experience. I know the average guy just opens the door. And I know all of her life, that's the expectation. So the expectation is low. The expectation is she just is going to walk through that door. That's the, guys, listen to me. That's the expectation. So what happens if I bring that expectation up? But it's not the why I do it, it's how I do it, okay, guys? It's how you do it, okay? And the way you do it is by creating the moment. Opening the door can be an adventure for her because she's not even used to doing what I'm about to fucking tell you. I tell you all the time and shit, but I want this to stick. I want y'all to think about something, what I'm saying, okay? All right? What I'm saying is the first thing I'm going to tell myself, I want to open the door. I'm not just going to let her in because I know she prepared herself for the date. She took time to maybe wax, took time to fix her makeup, took time to find the perfect outfit that she said. See, God, Phoenix, you're killing my thunder because I was just about to say it, Phoenix. Can I say it first? You're killing my thunder, girl. You're killing my thunder. Listen, yes, she said it. She killed my thunder. But what I'm saying is she did it, but it's the small stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. But what if you recognize the work she put in to fix her up? See, guys, where you go wrong is you just open the door. You don't even recognize what she did. She's working for you. She's fixing herself up, getting her hair done right, makeup right, all these things right to come over to your place. And all you're going to do is open the door and let her in. Fuck that. She cannot come in. No, she just can't come in. Because I want to look her up and down and let her know that I am scanning her beautiful body. But then I'm saying, how am I going to let her know that I like what she did, like old Venus did, the small things? Is that what I'm going to do is go ahead and right hand, wrap it around her waist, bring her to me. Lean in, left side of the ear. Give her a hug, pull back. Don't pull away from the ear, pull back a little bit, enough where my lips doesn't graze her ear. I'm not trying to spit in her ear. I'm talking this way. Her ear's here. I'm talking this way to her ear. And I'm telling her how sexy she looks, how nice she smells, and how I love the outfit that she's wearing. And then while my hand is wrapped around her waist as a hug, I'm then going to take right hand off, back up, take left hand, grab her hand, and then I'm going to twirl her around. I'm going to have fun with this shit. I'm going to twirl her around so she knows that, yes, I'm looking at that ass. I'm looking at her hips and thighs. I'm looking at the whole thing, and I'm going to have fun. She ain't even in the house yet. But I'm giving her an experience that she's never had in her life because you average motherfuckers are not showing her strengths in anything. I'm having fun with this shit because after I twirl her around, take left hand down, right hand, grab her left hand, and I'm going to walk her the fuck into my place. I'm going to lead her into my place. I'm not just going to say, come in. I'm going to walk her into my place with my hand. And as she comes across the threshold and the door begins to slam, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Let her hand go. Turn around. Take both of my hands. Grab her nice, sexy-ass hips and slowly let her ass cheeks close the door as I lean in and give her a soft kiss, gentlemen. That is how I'm going to introduce her to my world when she comes into my sexual amusement park. Because at that point, after all that is over, gentlemen, the music is right, the lights are perfectly low, and now I'm going to get her wine if she wants to drink wine, if she wants to drink water. Relax yourself, make yourself at home, where she can walk around my sexual museum and start to see what? The lighting that's going to draw her the fuck in like a moth to the flame. Going to draw her in because it's standing out. And gentlemen, she's going to stand and she's going to look at any picture again, any picture. Let's say it's a picture. And as I give her a wine, I can stand behind her. And what can I be, guys? Where am I going with this? All this is strength, because at this point, this is my guide, right? Now I'm going to guide her on the painting. And because this smart ass woman knew the answer. I'm going to use you. I'm going to call it a Phoenix. I'm going to say the artist's name Phoenix. So if I'm talking about the painting, I'm going to say, you know what? So let me tell you why I got this painting. It was made by a painter named Phoenix. And the beautiful thing I love about her work is that she's so expressive in her painting. But that wasn't the why. It was what she was painting that talked to me, that said that this woman that painted this, it shows me a woman that wants to let her body go, but she's not ready to let herself go because of how the outside world is treating her, judging her and things like this. But yet she wants to show herself to a man that can understand that the veil that is covering her body will come off in time. You see that, guys? You see what I'm doing right there? I'm using everything around me to benefit me. And gentlemen, she doesn't have to come over to eat a meal because I show you how to cook. But gentlemen, what do you think when we're chilling out, she's having a little bit of wine, and she walks into the kitchen and she sees this painting? Of course she's going to inquire about the painting. Stands out. Hold on, 31316, I'll bring you 1 second. The painting stands out, but it also gives me the opportunity to let her know. Well, yeah, it's another thing. Yeah, I love that. I love Phoenix paintings because, you know, the way she paints, I mean, there's so much sexuality in which she paints, but there's also a veil of a woman that is waiting for the right man to help her unlock who she actually is. You see what I'm saying, guys? Where then I can discuss the painting. Why? Guess what, guys? While we're in the kitchen and we're sitting, we're listening to music, we're relaxing. Guess what? I go and grab my little Grand's muffins and all this one thing, right? Grab my Grand's muffin. And while we're sitting there, create this shit right in front of her fucking eyes while her and I are talking to each other and not at each other. Hold on, let me get this call right quick. 316, I got you. And I'll open the lines back up, gentlemen. 316, did she reply back to you?
Yeah, I told her to reschedule the date Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
No.
She said she's available.
Okay, good. Now tell her, send me a photo of yourself so I can tell you why. Hey, send me a photo of yourself so I can tell you why I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Send me a photo of yourself. So I can tell you why I'm looking forward to see you on Wednesday. If you want, send the photo to me, and then I can tell you, break that down to you so you can send it to her, all right? So get the photo, because now, listen, remember there's the rule of Jill Scott, right? You know the rule of Jill Scott, right? What's the rule of Jill Scott? What's the rule of Jill Scott?
If you tell her what to do, then you can tell her what to do. If you can't, then you can't tell her what to do.
Right. For all you who don't know, rule of Jill Scott.
Please don't touch.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So you're telling her what to do. Send me a photo so I can tell you why I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Tell her what to do. Yes, send that shit to her. Get back to me. I'll open the lines back up, but I'll show you how to run this motherfucking game because they ain't even used to that. They used to, well, is it okay if we go out? And just let me know. They ain't even talking to her, motherfucking ass. So I'm going to reset the lines, okay? So just hang up, and when she replies back, come back in, and I got you covered, okay, big dog?
All right, okay.
All right, cool. All right, so what I'm saying to all you guys that's listening to me is that I want to give her an experience, not to say she wants to fuck me, but she's saying to herself, damn, isn't he trying to make a move on me? He's not nervous. He looks me in my eyes. The way he moved me in the just the entrance in the door, I mean, but wait, then there's a connection of, damn, I kind of see why he talked to me the way he did. Is this what it's like to be with someone like this? Because I'm enjoying myself. I'm losing time. And he's making me feel like I'm the only woman in the world, guys. That's the recipe of strength versus the what do you do for a living and when was your last boyfriend and how can I all the other stuff that y'all are saying, guys. So let me reset the lines real quick. Hold on, guys. I'm going to close the lines and reset it. We're chopping it up.